Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time to solve a dilemma from somebody else. What do we call this thing?
Oh, is it our people's problems or other people's dilemmas?
That's what it is. OPD. You can find them all on the Odyssey app, which is spelled some way.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
What do you got, Hack?
We have Alana today, and she is a big football fan. Her boyfriend is not.
Okay. Alana?
Yay.
How is it? Are you even trying to screen these anymore, or you just take anybody's Okay.
Let's talk to her.
Okay. Alana, what's the issue?
Okay. I really need help with my boyfriend and his insecurity.
Okay.
That's different than what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Why? What's going on?
Okay. So I'm a really big fan of the Ohio State University, and I love wearing my Buckeye gear, even when my boyfriend and I are together. Most of my like OSU gear, it was either a gift or I bought it myself.
Uh-huh.
But just a few of my favorite OSU sweatshirts actually used to belong to my ex-boyfriend.
And you still wear them.
Well, yeah. I mean, we dated for a few years, and like he's the one who actually turned me on to Ohio State, and was a really big fan, and like got into all the teams and everything. And I know that we broke up, but like I've worn these sweatshirts for years, and they're just so comfy.
Mm-hmm. And so let's.
I always want to defend a woman, but.
Yep. Okay. So let's get to the part. So you have a new boyfriend now who doesn't like Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah, I know. I know you people with the V. That you can. Oh, I'm sorry.
My fiance will have already turned off the radio at this point.
Oh, because he likes.
He's a Michigan guy and he hates Ohio State. Oh,
those two are the ones who.
Yeah, okay. They really. Yeah.
I suck at college football.
We should get Swanson an Ohio State.
Yes.
Okay,
caller. Okay, sorry, Alana. Can we borrow one of your sweatshirts? Okay, so fast forward. You have a new boyfriend who isn't a fan, or what's the problem?
So the problem is my boyfriend hates it when I wear those sweatshirts because sometimes like people assume that he went to OSU and then I'm wearing his sweatshirt.
Oh, because it's like one of those huge sweatshirts that goes down to like mid-thigh.
Yeah, like it's obvious I'm wearing a guy's sweatshirt.
And it's not your boyfriend.
And so he has to go like, no.
Nope, not mine.
Yeah, he's like, he says that I need to stop wearing the sweatshirts, which I just think is totally unfair.
Okay. I understand this. Like, there's insecurity in there, kind of, but also.
Think of it as, like, you found him at Goodwill.
But she didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Alana, would you be down if your, this is tough, if your boyfriend was still using that blanket his ex-girlfriend got him and he cuddled with it every night?
I mean, to me, it's just fabric, you know, blanket, sweatshirt, like whatever. And obviously I'm not with my ex-boyfriend anymore. I'm with him, and I'm not wearing it because it was my ex-boyfriend. I'm wearing it because it's for the Ohio State University.
I'm serious. You got about one more of those in you before.
I'm glad that Erica brought up the blanket because the exact same thing happened to me with when I was dating a girl in college. She made me a blanket, like one of those ones that you
tie the edges.
Stuff.
Yeah,
it had a basketball print. It's like the most juvenile thing. But in college, you don't have blankets.
Right.
And this was actually a blanket that was huge and like big. There was a genuine utility for it.
You better not still have that blanket.
I kept it for a long, long time.
With your wife?
We were not married. One because
but
she didn't.
Did she eventually go get it out of here?
She eventually was like,
because she knew its source,
or because it was immature.
Probably both, perhaps both.
But did she know it was from an ex?
Eventually she knew. Yeah, but I didn't. I wasn't like upfront about it because it became, well, that's just my blanket. I don't think like we had broken up a couple years before I even met my wife, so I'd had it for years. Like, I wasn't going to get rid of it when we broke up because it was a blanket. Like, I can't replace it.
I'm going to ask you this second, Tiak, but I'm going to ask Alana first. When you're putting that shirt on, for even 1 second, does he cross your mind?
No.
Liar.
Yeah.
You are lying. That is the lie that you're telling right now.
This is such a coincidence, but I never wear sweatpants here. And today I wore sweatpants and they belong to a situationship.
A former?
Aaron, take off your pants right now.
I mean, you can't ask me to do that.
I can. My name's on the show. Aaron?
No, obviously a former. She has a boyfriend. Yeah.
And they're just comfy sweatpants.
Okay.
No.
No. No.
They're just
does your boyfriend know they're from?
He crossed your mind.
I'm sorry.
Because I was like, should I have returned them? No, because I think they're comfy. Not because, oh, I miss him. I don't.
I just screamed at Aaron. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Alana, I don't think you're wrong, but I think your flippant nature. It's what drives me nuts. Eric and I will be in a fight as soon as I finish this.
Aww.
It's so easy for women. If we go, that makes me uncomfortable. You're insecure. It's the first thing. And then you go, I'm uncomfortable with that. You're insecure. They're like, oh my God, you're not honoring my feelings.
We're not in a fight because I don't think all women go, you're insecure. Like, I've never said that.
Don't know what for.
I was just going to keep doing the you're insecure thing.
I've never, if my fiance has come to me and been like, hey, this thing is a little weird. I'm not like, you're insecure.
But it is a default position for a lot of women, you have to admit.
I don't know that I feel that as truth.
I mean, I hear it. We hear it on the OPP all the time where people go.
I feel like as people, we're kind of a sum of all of our relationships, romantic and non, throughout our life. And we learn things from everyone. And you have this blanket I dated the girl when she gave it to me. And then 2 years later, I met another woman and I got to get rid of this blanket now.
Yeah.
I've had for 3 years because I've what?
But if you throw the blanket out on the grass and set a little charcuterie board on it and like try to make sweet, sweet love to your wife on it. That's a little weird, man. That's a blanket that you got from somebody else.
Me having a charcuterie board. Very weird.
You know what I'm saying? She's rocking.
Yeah.
I would never.
You wouldn't.
To at this moment, I do not own anything from another man.
You're like me. You're scorched earth.
I'm really not. Maybe they just didn't give me things.
Okay,
I would never wear something with my fiance and be like, oh, I don't know, this from that guy that I used to like.
That feels weird.
It's so weird. I'm sorry, Alana. You got to give him up.
You might.
I mean, I'm not like hiding it from him, though. Like, it's just a sweatshirt.
That's even worse.
That I happen.
See, I thought that's why I was bad, because I wasn't upfront about the blanket and eventually came up and then I had to get rid of it. I kind of like
it. And then it was gone. Yeah.
What if she like alters it, cuts it up, makes it into a new thing?
It's still from him.
I would still think of him every time I put it on.
And I think you got to let go of the Ohio State University, period.
That's
like,
also
that's
possible.
Not, like, well, you got into it because of that guy. Now you got to get out of it because you're not, like, get out of it. Be done.
Oh, but that's tying my personality to a man. Like, I can like this. Like, it's something you can introduce me to whipped cream, and I'll still like whipped cream if I am not friends with that person anymore. So
it's not a terrible analogy. Yeah. She's got me a little bit on that one.
I know. She's like, I don't tie my personality to a man, but the only reason that I like this sport wear these sweatshirts is this man.
But to her, it just started there.
Yeah,
it only just started there. Like,
that's what I mean. And we're a sum of people. You meet people along your journey.
Because it's like, oh, I got this scar when I was out with so-and-so. And it's like, well, I can't get rid of the scar. But she can absolutely get rid of the sweatshirt. Mm. You guys, we're fighting over a sweatshirt.
I know.
Of a terrible team. Are they good or bad? I don't even know.
I don't even know right now.
Alana, hang on. But just have the shirt ready to throw out, okay? Don't move.
Come to think of it, I don't think I remember throwing the blanket out. I think it's just gone now.
That's how things happen. Okay. Like all my pirate shirts from my band days, gone.
That's because they were ugly.
Wait. No.
Why?
Because some of them...
Were you in a pirate band?
No, but just...
Exactly.
You back in the day, like, you've seen some of the pictures of me as a rock star. They're like big puffy
flowy
shirts.
Flowy white. It is for the best that those
But like some
on.
Of them were from girls and the next girl was like, gone.
Here's a good analogy. If somehow Dane and I broke up and he started listening to Taylor Swift every night with his new girlfriend, new girlfriend would probably be like, what's up with this?
Yeah, you gotta cool it.
Let's not
and hear he's Cardigan like, yeah, I think again of or whatever.
Erica every time I listen to it.
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
I said Cardigan. Is that a song?
Oh yeah. Sorry. I thought you said something about running me over with a car.
That works too.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think we can call him insecure, but I just think she's lying when she says she doesn't think of him. That's mm-hmm. I think maybe Erin's being truthful that she didn't think of somebody when the sweats touched her butt, but I think she did for a minute.
Sweats are even more personal.
Yeah. Way personal.
Yeah.
I think you can put your pants on again too, by the way.
All right. Does Alana have to get rid of the Ohio State University sweatshirt or not? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059.
We're trying to help out the Alana with her sweatshirt. She was on the phone. She became a fan of OSU.
The Ohio State.
Right.
By the way, we were going, is Ohio State any good this year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It turns out you don't have to text any more people. We got it.
Right.
They're good.
Okay.
Got it. Just relax.
We
it's
did
okay.
get a text that said, they're real good, but they still suck. Go blue. And to that I said, go blue. On behalf
is
of Dane.
Is that from Dane?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Not the text. I'm just saying go blue from Dane.
Okay. Anyway, she's got all this OSU gear. Because she got into it from a boyfriend. They broke up a couple years ago. She's with a new guy. But she's still wearing his stuff.
And claiming she's still a big The Ohio State University fan.
I don't have a problem with her being a fan. Like,
yeah.
If I dated some, if I wasn't into hockey and somebody got me into the Avs and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, the Avs kick ass. We break up. The Avs still kick ass.
True.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But I can't wear her jersey for Rantanen.
Right.
You know,
it genuinely happened to me. I dated a girl who was very into theater and kind of reawakened my love for it. And then we broke up and now I'm supposed to not be in theater anymore.
You're allowed to be in theater, but you can't wear her eye makeup or something. But I mean, even the eye makeup, that's so impersonal. Like,
yeah.
This is a person. Like, when she's wearing a boy's oversized shirt and she's with him, everybody's like, oh, your boyfriend must be a huge fan. I was like, no.
Like, he's not at all. And in fact, this is my ex's.
Andrea?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Well, my mom has her wedding ring from her first marriage. She had it custom made.
What?
So she still wears her wedding band from her first marriage, and my parents have been married 47 years.
I'm like actually speechless.
So she just wears it on a different hand?
No, she wears it. My dad got her an engagement ring that has diamonds, but then the band that the first guy got her was like custom fit, obviously, and had a custom design in it, and she liked it. And
so it's their wedding band?
She wears both of them.
He's cool with...
I would never.
Yeah, is he cool with it, Andrea?
Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, has it been... Is it a running joke? Is he... Does he make comments about it or anything? Like,
I would.
No. Yeah. Oddly enough, he has issues with jewelry, so he doesn't wear any jewelry himself, so he doesn't even have a wedding band. So they both are like, we're married, and we don't need the symbols to mean anything to anyone else.
Here's the thing with that, I will say this. Outsiders wouldn't, unless you tell the story, nobody's going to know.
Right. Mm.
But if you're rocking an OSU sweatshirt, all the people are like, oh.
And
people it is a conversation.
Keep asking the boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Andrea, that is insane.
Mm-hmm. Wild.
No chance. That's me. No way. What?
You could have three rings here soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Too far.
Here soon. What do you mean here soon? What do you know that I don't know? Amanda.
Hi there.
Hi there. What do you advice you have for Alana?
Honestly, me personally, I am married, obviously, to the man of my dreams. I care about his feelings. If I knew that he was upset with it, that it truly upsetted him, I would immediately toss it out.
Yes. As one does.
I realize
does.
That this is a comfortable sweater. I realize that,
he
you know,
doesn't care.
This is something that he really loves. You know, but I mean, when it comes down to it, you want your partner to be happy. You know what I mean?
Aaron's over here going, yeah. And I'm like, you're
while
wearing
walking sweats from an ex.
From an ex.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's bizarre. Thank you, Amanda.
He's not uncomfortable with it. It's fine. And they're
does
comfy.
He know?
You know what? I don't you actually know.
Know. Then how do you know he's uncomfortable?
Ding.
Let him try the sweats on.
I'm sure he would love them.
I'm wondering, like, the first caller about the wedding ring thing. Yeah. That guy's obviously very secure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything to tell the guy, hey, get over it, man. It's just a sweatshirt.
No.
Like, why can't you be more like that guy? He didn't care about the wedding ring, and you're
I know,
like,
but
up
like,
in arms
you feel
about
how
a sweatshirt?
I also feel
like if Alana's current boyfriend was wearing something from his ex, she wouldn't be, like, so chill about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm projecting onto myself.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, if he came in one day, and she's sitting on the floor, and he's like... comes behind her and starts brushing her hair. I know that's weird, but it's like, where'd you get that hairbrush? Oh, it was my ex's. Okay. What? Whoa.
Oh, when I first was dating Dane, I was at his place and I opened a drawer and there was like women's razors and I think tampons in there. And I was like,
hey man, what's up?
And he's like, gotta get rid of them. Got rid of them that moment.
You didn't want to keep them?
No, that felt weird.
They hadn't been used.
Right, but he has no utility for them, like a sweatshirt or a blanket. Or sweatpants.
Okay, so you miss your blanket. We get it.
It was a basketball.
If anybody's got a basketball blanket they can give to Hack. Katie?
Yay.
What do you think?
Alana's got to ditch the sweatshirt.
Thank you.
If she actually cares about the living, breathing human being that is her boyfriend, her priorities are out of order.
As opposed to what?
Well, I think she meant the ex, and we don't know that she killed him. But it feels like she might have, because she has all of his clothes. Stephanie?
Yes.
Yay. Advice for Alana and her the Ohio State University sweatshirt.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say I adore you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I'm sitting here, and I was about to pick my son up from school, and I was about to turn it because we're fighting over a sweatshirt.
Right.
But I know. I'm like, there's far more things in life to worry about than a damn sweatshirt. And if he is uncomfortable with it, get rid of it. There's so many different sweatshirts out there that you could get that are just as comfortable.
Thank you.
But to fight over a sweatshirt, come on.
So she's dumb.
Does she not love him?
Well, she's not dumb. It's just like, why pick your battles?
Yeah,
and I just don't think this is one to fight about, especially if you see yourself with this person forever.
I know, but I don't want to flip-flop here, but I've got, you know, the sweatshirt. When I say the sweatshirt, do you know what sweatshirt I'm talking about? You have a sweatshirt in your closet right now that's the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. You know, to be fair, I love sweatshirts, and I think I have like 14 of them that are the sweatshirt, so I can tell
you. But there's one you would never get rid of, and wherever it was sourced from.
It's from an ex, man.
Okay.
To be fair, I just think a sweatshirt is just completely not worth it. Go find a new one. Have him buy you your new favorite sweatshirt or something.
That's what you should
know,
do. Buy her some and then swap them.
Get her a new one.
Yeah.
And wear it a
so
bit.
So many other things
in.
To worry about.
No one's going to wear the Ohio State University.
How do I get my basketball blanket?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.